Anousheh Ansari looks back on her role in the commercialization of space. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The forthcoming Obama budget for fiscal 2011, assuming its new direction for the U.S. space program remains intact, will one day be seen as a watershed in space exploration, moving the emphasis for low Earth orbit from NASA to the private sector. Another earlier event will be remembered as a crucial building block. The Ansari XPRIZE incentivized the first successful attempt by a private company to make two suborbital spaceflights using the same reusable spacecraft within a 10-day period. Even earlier, Anousheh Ansari decided to pay her own way into space to visit the International Space Station. In today's special feature, she discusses both stories.
I got involved with the Ansari XPRIZE initially for a very personal reason. I always dreamed of going to space and wanted to be an astronaut, but never got the opportunity for various reasons. And finally, when I had the opportunity to pursue something to take me to space, my choices were between investing in individual companies making spaceships, which I didn't know anything about, or making an investment in the Ansari XPRIZE, whereby all these companies could compete and then I would get to fly the winning design. So it was a perfectly, you know, logical decision for us and for my family to make, and it was a great investment we did. I'm fortunate to have a family that's been very supportive of a lot of our crazy endeavors. My husband and I have been working together for a long time. My sister and his brother have always been partner in crime with us. My brother-in-law shares this passion with me, so I didn't have to do it alone. I first had to recruit him, and he was on board immediately. Between the two of us, we are very convincing that this is not only good for us, but it's something that will start a whole industry that will allow generations after us to be able to enjoy access to space, and it doesn't have to stop with just us flying to space, and it could expand and really grow, and it's a really pivotal time to do this. And they trust us generally, so they got right behind it, and we were able to do it. A lot of people ask me if this was a difficult decision for you to decide that you want to go to space. To me, I was just, I felt it's a privilege. You know, not many people have been able to fly to space, and the fact that I got an opportunity to do it, it was a privilege, and I was so excited beyond comprehension. And I always knew flying to space is risky. You may lose your life, and that was never a reason to stop me, so I never thought twice about it. Even though it may seem difficult for many people, when you're passionate about something, I think sometimes you're ready to pay any price to achieve what's important for you, and that's the case for me. I remember for the first flight, X1, Mike Melville was supposed to fly. I remember it was very, very early in the morning. It was very dark and very cold, and the wind was blowing. And everyone's talking about perhaps we can't have the flight today and we may have to scrub and then schedule another flight. So first, I, of course, didn't mind having another time, but I was worried that, you know, just generally worried because I had no idea of what will be the outcome. There was no sure way to know. But I was excited and I wanted Mike to have a perfectly safe flight and actually make the 100-kilometer, 60-mile threshold and win, you know, at least win the first step toward the prize. So I remember I was very nervous. I prayed and prayed the night before. I don't think I got a wink of sleep. And we all headed down out to the flight area. And after about an hour or two, the wind started dying down and the sun started coming up and started warming up. And it was a beautiful day. And of course, his flight was not without its excitement, as everyone remembers. As he got close to the top, the spaceship once started sort of spinning, and I had no idea what was going on. I'm not a pilot, but I was just listening intensively to see if something's really wrong. And then when I heard him over the walkie-talkie saying, everything's fine, I'm going to go for it. I was relieved, and he did it. He made it happen, and I was so happy. I remember I screamed so loud when they announced he's actually landed safely, and Peter and I were close to each other. I think we both had tears in our eyes and jumped up and down. It's like, okay, the first step is done. Now on to the next step.
In a moment, Anusha Ansari recalls the morning of the second suborbital flight of Spaceship One. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Anusha Ansari and her family funded the Ansari X Prize, which incentivized the success of Spaceship One. She recalls the butterflies on the day of the second flight attempt.
I think I had as much excitement, if not more, on October 4th. That I was ready to go out there, and I had done all my prayers again and the same routine. And we got there, and it was perfect weather. Everything seemed to be perfect. And I think the excitement was very high and intensity was very high amongst the crowd. I think everyone could sense that. Everyone being very tense, and finally, when we got time to, it was getting close to the time of the flight, we were all right there watching the takeoff, and I remember I wanted to actually go on the chaser plane and watch it close up, because that would be my last chance to do it. And Peter talked to me and said, no, we need you down here, we need you to be here when they land. I'm like, okay. So I didn't get to go up there and watch it up close, but I watched it on the Jumbotrons, and of course, Brian Binney just nailed it. Perfect flight, made it seem so easy, and we were all very excited that he made it, and the prize was won, and we were celebrating after that. I'm very happy that I've been able to inspire a lot of young women all over the world, because as you know, I come from the Middle East region, and the opportunities are even smaller for women in that region. So I'm glad to see that I've become a role model for them as well, and that they look up to me and know that if there are things they want to accomplish in their lives, whatever they are, and if someone tells them it's not appropriate for them or that they shouldn't be doing it or going after it, that there's no reason they should listen to those naysayers and that they should go after it. And I spend some of my time going to different organizations, speaking events, especially where I can speak to women directly or young girls. That's another area of my interest, to make sure I get young girls interested, and especially get them interested to go into STEM education and not be shy of things that people tell them is hard, you know, it's not for a girl, and show them how much fun it can be and how much they can enjoy it. It has completely changed my life in a way that I feel empowered. I've seen with my own eyes how a small group of people can make big changes happen. And I'm glad that the XPRIZE Foundation has expanded into other areas, because when you have a very dedicated and passionate group of people that can inspire others to join forces with them, they can make big changes happen. And I see that XPRIZE Foundation will be making a lot of big changes happen.
You can find the video that goes with this audio in the archives at aero-tv.net, dated June 11th. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.